A major gathering of earthquake engineers and scientists is focusing on lessons from Christchurch, New Zealand, a city comparable to Spokane. It suffered a series of quakes in 2010 and 2011 on a newly discovered fault.
I think a lot of Christchurch residents now will tell you they didn't really expect it to happen.
David Johnston is a disaster researcher for the New Zealand government.
There would have been talk about earthquakes could occur, but they saw themselves as much lower risk than other areas of New Zealand.
People in Washington state might feel the same in comparison to high-risk California. Johnston has a slideshow that includes a concrete office building which truly crumbled and killed 115 people inside. Imagine the aftermath where an entire downtown business area was off-limits and surrounded by chain-link fence. Today, most of Christchurch's historic brick buildings are gone. Craig Weaver of the U.S. Geological Survey in Seattle says bricks have been a problem in smaller earthquakes that hit Olympia, Seattle, and Tacoma.
A couple of those earthquakes, they killed people. So we've seen all we need to know. We just have to take advantage of lessons from Christchurch and apply it to what we're trying to do here in Seattle.
Tacoma and Seattle both sit on top of earthquake faults that have yet to rupture in modern times. Seattle has been trying to pass a law about shoring up nearly 1,000 brick structures, but it keeps running up against the cost. Retrofits are expensive, and a law might push owners to simply demolish their brick buildings. A task force has been looking for a compromise. Washington has been taking steps to reinforce bridges and other infrastructure. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.